Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Executive Director of the Pella Historical Society and Museums, Valerie Van Coten, joins us on today's program to preview their spring and summer hours, which begin Monday, as well as their upcoming programs. Well, Val, it's that time of year as spring is hopefully fast approaching, and one of the big signs that spring is opening here in Pella is that the Historical Village is reopening for the season. First of all, what have you been working on these past couple of months in preparation for some new exhibits and some new items here at the Historical Village and Sculte House?
We open for the season on Monday, March 18, and a couple of the exciting things are some new exhibits in Heritage Hall. One is called Here Come the Brides, Pella Brides from the 1890s to the 1930s. We have dresses, pictures, stories, a wonderful display. We also have a display of Pella artists going all the way back to the 1850s to the present day. We have a lot of talented people over the years here in Pella, and we're going to display them.
Well, and there's an event on the kickoff week to really usher in the new season here. Let our listeners know kind of the historical perspective that's coming to the village.
As part of our history series, we're bringing in Mamie Eisenhower, Iowa's only first lady who was born here. Diana Helmer of Boone portrays her in a presentation that gives a little bit of look into Eisenhower's life and the White House years, and I think it's going to be really enjoyable. It's on Thursday, March 21, 7 o'clock at Sculte Church, and it's free and open to the public.
And when we think about this time of year, we think about tulip time, and we think about our tulip queen, and she'll be making her first public performance with her royal court. That's Olivia Vanderleest, and we'll talk about the court in detail throughout the next couple of months. But Queen Vanderleest and her court will be performing for the first time with a kickoff celebration.
Yes, on Tuesday, March 26th at 7 o'clock in the Joan Kuiper Farver Auditorium in the Community Center, the whole city is invited to come and see the court, the program that they're going to be presenting this year, their beautiful new costumes, hear what's happening new at Tulip Time this year, and it's just a time for our community to kind of get together and see this before all the craziness of Tulip Time sets in.
Well, and let our listeners know and remind them, especially if they're new to Pella, the Tulip Court is made up of high school seniors, and they're all over Iowa and the region, really, over the course of the 2 months leading up to Tulip Time.
They are. They really started around the 1st of March hitting it hard. I believe they've already done the Capitol. They're going to be appearing on many TV stations. There's about 40 appearances between the time that they are crowned or are chosen in November and Tulip Time. So they are very busy girls representing our community.
And when we think about Tulip Time, we think about Dutch costumes. And if you need a Dutch costume, there's an opportunity coming up at the end of March to be able to purchase costumes, trade costumes, whatever they need to do in order to get ready, especially if they're a volunteer and want to put on a good face for our community.
Right. The annual costume exchange is March 28, 29, and 30 at Sculte Church here in Pella. If you have a costume you'd like to sell, you can bring it on Wednesday afternoon, the 27th. And if you are looking for one, shopping for one, come on in beginning the 28th. And new costumes are put out all the time as they come in. So even if you don't find something the first day, you might want to check back again later.
And there are costumes typically for all ages, all sizes.
Yeah, from small children to grown adults. We really do have a need for more women's costumes, especially larger sized ones, size 14 and up. If you've got one sitting in a closet you want to sell, make a little money, bring it in.
And then as we talk about Tulip Time, people are really starting to anticipate all the things that come with that. You know, as we look ahead, you know, what is really this 2 month run up look like for your office as you get ready for our biggest event of the year?
Well, the Tulip Time Steering Committee has met once a month all year up to this point. We'll start meeting every 2 weeks and then every week toward the end. There are so many details behind the scenes, from permits to parking to portable toilets to marketing that has to get out there, and all of that's going on behind the scenes so that hopefully our tulips will be at their peak May 2, 3, and 4, and we'll have hundreds of thousands of people joining us.
And there's great resources, including the brochure, available at your website.
There is. The Tulip Time brochure is being distributed right now to local businesses. You can pick one up almost anywhere in Pella. You can also come into the windmill and pick some up, but it is also on our website under the Tulip Time tab.
Once again, that was Executive Director Valerie Van Coten of the Pella Historical Society. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.